Saturday 16th, I called Tekunda, stay over with them till Sunday. And then on Monday, I will Urebele. He said, that's all right. And he told their pastor. And on Tuesday, the pastor called me. That if possible, I should. It's been long that they had my voice. So, when we finished there in the same place, and on Friday morning, at our family devotion, along the line, when he was there, he said, oh, our daddy, said, because why? When I called you the other about 3 weeks ago, you told me, he has already announced something. I said, well, he felt bad. Well, in the providence of God, for that week, Wednesday, 10th, Friday, 14th, I really appreciate the Almighty God. I thank God for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. God so much helped me. And the grace of God upon our brother, that's why I gave the request. Please, always remember Brother Motayo. When God called a man and sent him somewhere, God will back him. That's all I know about that brother. Because from the testimony, he told me two people were being selected, himself and another brother. He said, okay. He told Brother George that to know. If it is the will of God that hopes to be there, if the people, I will know it is the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But behold, by the time he got there now, things changed. But the grace of God has been with him. The courage and the grace of God. This evening, by the grace of the Lord, I want us to look at this little program, if I will say it like that way. From the scripture we read, we have had this time-tested memorials. A time-tested memorials of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let me read this. It will help somebody here by the grace of God. Now, the brother was saying that here, he said, talking a few minutes ago, sorry, please, my brother. 57, August 18. Please, can they go to paragraph 27? Talking a few moments ago to a young lady, discouraged and heartbroken. And I was trying to tell her about how that a woman and a man are not separated. They are the same self person. God made man, both male and female. He was man, that's right. And he separated them in flesh and made them different. But joined them together and raising their children as one. And so the man, the body, and the tongue, and the woman is the love part of the man. So they are together. God separated them, but they were both the very same person. M-A-N. Man. And woman is called woman. That's right, because she was taken from man. She is a part of the man. But in life here, in flesh, they were separated. In spirit, they are one. I was talking about men losing their affections for their wife and don't love them as they did when they were sweetheart. Shame on you. You ought to do it. She's always your sweetheart. Absolutely. That is the part she should be. And you should treat her like that. Oh, never let that little honeymoon cease, because it isn't going to in heaven. Going to be just perfectly one there. That's right. Well, looks like some women ought to say amen to that. Don't never let me hear say you are always bawling the woman out and talking like that. Sister Ikasi, why didn't you say something? Shall I mention here now? I don't want anyone to be offended. Just bear with me. Ulysses. No. Sister Ikasi, why didn't you say something? Somebody back there say it. Did you? Sister Kors says, amen. Thank you, Sister Kors. That's very good, Brother Kors. That is for you. Ever where you are at now. Ever you are now. All right. You see? Yes, sir. And we should never forget to honor each other. Always be sweetheart. Never let it cease. Cardi Boy came to me not long ago. His wife was separated. He said, Billy, I hate to come to you. I'm a Catholic. and you a protester, said, the priest run me out of my home a while ago. And I said, what is the matter, Ham? He said, well, he told me, I drank a little, and said, of a night, I work hard. My wife thinks I ought to come in every night and kiss her and hug her and make out just like we were fixing to get married. Say, we married and got a bunch of kids. Well, we, that's fine. I said, whoop! Wait a minute, boy. You are wrong. You are wrong. That is just the same as it was before you were married. You must always remember it. I said, she's 40 years old at the time. Where she really needs your attention. So they had a divorce court. And he said, I don't know what I will do. I said, go call her. If I will go out there as a protestant, she wouldn't receive me. Said, oh, she likes you. And I said, just go call her. Tell her that you've changed your mind. And so the next day, I called the judge and talked to him. And I told this boy, I said, I will be sitting right down beneath the floor where the judge is going to give you a raking over. I will be praying for you. Don't tell her about it. He said, all right. So I was down there praying. After a while, I had some little clicking coming down the step. And here they come with their arms around one another. Just all smiles, you know. He said, well, hello there. I said, hello there. And he said, Brother Brown, it's been some time since I saw you. Yeah, 30 minutes. See? Some time since I saw you. And she said, well, Reverend Brown, I haven't seen you in a long time. Glad to see you again. I said, thank you. Why? I said, you look like you are sweetheart. Oh, sir, we are just doing fine, aren't we, honey? She said, yes, we are. Yeah. She said, come out to see us sometime, Reverend. And I said, thank you very much. I said, goodbye to you. Went by. The old boy turned around and waved back like that. It all happened. That's, may God help us in this Christian journey. It's so wonderful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because of that gift, God help us. Love conquers everything. That's right. Just love. You can have all your signs and evidences, but just give me love. Amen. That's right. Oh, wonderful. Now, time-tested memorials. When I got this idea, where I got this idea this morning was from our message at the Sunday school evangelistic meeting message, where our brother speaking of Elijah. That's Elijah now. These boys, that is the school of the prophets, how they wanted to build some kind of a huge, of a big school. And it came to the mind, to my mind, and I was thinking of the thought of memorials. Now, a memorial is a great thing. And I appreciate memorials. We appreciate memorials. And many men in this life are trying to leave behind them some sort of a memorial. Nearly all men love to do that. Put at their graveyard a great marker. That's all right. Sure. Appreciate that. That's okay. And then many try to build great shrines. One memorial that I would like to refer now, it is in Ohio. And there was an infidel. I forget his name. I got the picture somewhere there in my collection at home, where he was so firmly against Christianity till he wanted a memorial built to him after his death, with his foot on the Bible, pointing down like that and saying away with religious superstitions and up with modern science. And when he was dying, he said, if I've been wrong, serpents will crawl out of my grave. And when he died, they were still shoveling the dirt into the grave, and they killed two or three big vipers. And today, in that graveyard, a minister taking a picture recently and brought it to show me, and hanging over the chains around his lord. The graveyard is a beautiful place, but his wound is nothing but a snake wound. And no matter even into the fall and winter, serpents still crawl over his grave. A memorial, God forbid me ever have a memorial like that, or any of you. Something for us here. Who thought you could blaspheme God and atheist? Please bear with me, I'm sorry. God is long suffering. Is that right? Oh yes, God is long suffering. God is not easily get annoyed or provoked like we human beings. When he gets annoyed, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God. I want to read this from a Jehovah Jireh, 620707, paragraph 185. On the course of time, 620707. Just recently, paragraph 185, a colored man in Shreveport stood up and said, there is no such a thing as God. Just blasphemed. Say, they are nothing but a bunch of holy rollers. Lightning killed him. They took him to the grave. And when they were burying that man, there came a little cloud. And lightning struck the casket and blew plumb out of the casket. Jehovah God gets angry. I know he's a good God, but he's a God of judgment too. He still looks. He knows. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God help you. God help me. That we ever have a memorial like that. We should be grateful unto God. That God has so visited us in this generation. That he has brought us out to escape the damnation and the judgment that's ahead. Praise the Lord. So this memorial, though. Great memorials. I'm thinking of Joshua, the mighty warrior. What a great man he was. He took the armor of Moses as a leader of these 2 million Jews. Moses had been selected, he called out, separated for his service. And Joshua, to step in and take that man's place, was certainly a great thing to do, to fulfill the shoes of this prophet, a mighty warrior, called, predestined, and ordained of God. 400 years before he ever came, God said he would deliver and he would visit them. And what a warrior Moses had been. Never a man ever took the shoes of Moses to fulfill them until Jesus Christ could do it. And he said, himself, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like him unto, among you likened unto me, and it shall come to pass, if you will not hear this prophet, whosoever will not hear him, that this prophet will be cut off. All right. Now, great memorials. Joshua had come down to the river, and after Moses was dead, Joshua took his place. Is that right? Joshua chapter 1 verse 2, Moses my servant is dead. Now rise up. You are going to take these people over Jordan to possess the land that I've given unto them. Amen. And he said, now sanctify. Joshua now said, God was with Joshua. And he said, now sanctify yourself. Wash your clothes and set apart and come not at your wife. And in the third day, God is going to do something. Now, on the third day, you shall see the glory of God. Now, it goes to show that he knew positive what he was talking about. Because he mentioned just exactly the time when it was going to happen. And I can imagine how Joshua felt when he stood out there before all those Israelites. Now, his word must be true. And there was the swelling Jordan. You see, a man's character is made known by his works. Can we say amen to that? Especially you businessmen, technicians, and so on and so forth. God help us. Whatever you are, your works prove what you are. No matter how much you testify, whatever you say, pro or con, nothing to do, no, that has nothing to do with it. Your works tell what you are inside. Even every job that you do manifest what you are. And you businessmen, if you just do a patch-up job, see what I mean? Just a halfway job. Don't do that. If you can't do it right, don't do it at all. When you come to Christ, if you can't absolutely set out, lock, stock, and barrel, and come to Christ, don't come at all. But when you are when you really want to be a Christian, stand out. Take your stand for Christ. Let us be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel of old. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when you really want to be a Christian, stand out. Make it real. That's where God wants you to be. Hallelujah. And your works will prove what your character is. Your character is known by the works that you do. Well, just remind yourself. May God help us. Remember that Christian doesn't tell lies. Christian doesn't cheat. Christian is always honest. God help us. When you take a job and you support somebody and you say he call you. You say, when you are in Dubai, you say you are already at the gate. I mean, at the toll gate. It's a lie. God help us. That is okay. And Joshua now, his word was at stake. Yes, sir. Just as Noah of old. But Joshua must cross over this river and look like he picked the worst time that will ever be taught. Oh man, it was in the month of April, and that is when the snow is melting in Judea and coming down through the mountains, and the old Jordan is muddy and spread plump out into the fields to water the fields of Jordan, and look like if it were being mathematical or educational or scientific, he picked the worst time in all the year to cross Jordan. But God likes to take those kind of times to prove that he is God. Hallelujah. And men of God who believe God and know what God has promised is not afraid to do it. Because God will stick with his word just as certain as he is God. And when he said, first take the ark and go forward. That's in Joshua chapter 3 now. And when this priest's feet touch that Jordan, no matter how wild she was and how she was swelling, it gives way to God's eternal word. For the word was in the ark. Joshua said, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So Joshua, knowing that his word must rest upon God's word, and he put God's word first. Are we getting something? Now this is, wish you sick people here tonight will do that. Put God's word with your confession. Put your confession. You believe it and set it out there and call those things which are not as though they were. Then we are marching on. Do it that way. God's word will take it through. God's word is greater than your sickness. God's word is greater than your problem. God's word is greater than whatever you are passing through. Because God is his word, and the word of God is God. So God, if he did not fail in the time past, he cannot fail today. Remember, it's not a disappointment, and it's not a failure. Man is a failure. Man is a disappointment. God is never a failure. God is never a disappointment. That's why God doesn't speak things foolishly. That's why the prophet made us to know here that Joshua was a friend of God, apart from Abraham, our father, being a friend of God. He said the reason why, because Joshua obeyed and came to carry out every word of the Lord to the letter. God help us. Hallelujah. I pray that God will encourage us with this hymn again this evening. This hymn 181. Let's listen to it. Be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua. When at the river, God pointed the way. Remember, I told them, you have never passed through this way before. The ark of God must be first. The ark of God must go first. Because when you have never passed through this way before, when the ark of God go first, then the people should give a distance. And then they follow the word of God as the priests carry the ark on their shoulders. God help us. Jordan uncrossable. Things seem impossible. Waters divide as they march and obey. If we can obey the word of God, because the word of God is time-tested memorial. Heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will never pass away. Listen. Go to any rivers you think are uncrossable. Go to any problem you think is unsolvable. But our God remained the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me tell you, when we pray, we must believe God. Is that right? When we pray, we must believe God for our prayers. Because he is a prayer answering God, and he is a covenant keeping God. Oh, man. And when a person gives a request in this assembly, may God help us. Where do we take our request to? Let unto God. And we know that, you know, when we let the saints of God, I said saints of God, Holy Ghost filled men and women, boys and girls, Holy Ghost filled people, when they take your prayer up before God, they place the word of God ahead of the prayer, God is duty bound to answer. Now, no prayer is too big or too little, too great or too small for our God to answer. Because his ear is always attentive. Hallelujah. Thank God for the testimony Mama Lua Rotimi gave on Sunday morning. Sometimes it may seem as if God is silent, but God has already answered. But the time will come, he will bring it to come to pass. That's our God. May God help us. Oh, man. I wish you understand that testimony. That God gave her a breakthrough in her spiritual. You need to know what that means. God help us. Battles to win. They will meet with their obstacles. Sometimes we pray when it seems that God is silent and there is nothing forthcoming as you or I expect. But remember that God has his own appointed time in everything that he does. The God that made a way and brought out our pastor and he stood here several times and gave the testimony of how God did it. Just simply taking the pillar of fire, place it in the right place. When you take the word of God and place it in the right place in your heart, you will see a miracle. The same way is going to do it again. Oh, yeah, that's our prayer. That's our expectation. May God help us. God never fails. He stood back his promises. Once out of Congo, as they march and do what? Around in obedience. God is the same, and his word is dependable. He will make a way through the waters for you. Let me say this and repeat again tonight. Greater is that sickness that is in you. Sorry. Greater the sin that is in you than that sickness that Satan put upon you. Because greater is sin that is in you than he that is in the world. But who is in the world? Satan. And who is in you that is greater, the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ? And the Lord, the word of Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ himself. So heaven and earth will pass away. His word can never pass off of him. He still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still delivering. He still saves. He still heals. He still delivers. He still sets the captives free. Hallelujah. Because when prayer changes things. Prayer changes sickness to good health. Prayer changes a sinner to a saint. Prayer changes death to life. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Time-tested memorials. These are them. Anyway, we thank the Almighty God. You believe God? I know we are believers. May God help us. But God wants you and I to die to our own thinking. He wants us to die to our own ideas. He wants us to die to our own opinion. Listen, when we obey the word of God, when we listen to the word of God, when the preacher stands here to bring us the word of the living God, let us have the mind of God in us. The mind of God is the Holy Ghost. How can you have the Holy Ghost of God in you and you are still kicking against the word of God in your heart? God be merciful unto your one soul. It's my prayer for you. You understand? I said, God be merciful unto you. Look, your grammar, it doesn't mean nothing before God. Your English doesn't mean nothing before God. All that God is after, do you believe this word? Do you believe? May God help us, church. Remember, heaven and earth will pass away. Let us not be arguing the word of God in our heart. Let us not be kicking against the word of God in our heart. Let us not be resenting the word of God in our heart. It will not do you any good. Repent and make your way right before God. Move on with God. It's as simple as ABC. May God help us, church. Time tested memory. We'll stop here this evening. Thank you for your prayers for me. Once again, I appreciate it because God is still a healer. I told Satan, I said, Satan, until God is true with me, you cannot take my life prematurely. And he couldn't do it because I know the God that said, I said, God brought me here for this purpose. I thought when I leave Uru, I thought I would just pass my things. I would just call the pastor who is taking care of them over there at Uzebe. The brother, he has been here before, but at Theophilus, he has a problem of eyes. Some people don't even know that he has a problem of eyes. He will take the, whenever he says, he feel like this, so close like this. But he's having eye problem. That's one of the challenges. The one in Uru is the same thing. But no, courageously, I have to go to them. He met me at the minister's meeting. There with me for taking your time. This brother met me at the minister's meeting. He said, Baba, he said, whenever you are passing through Uru, he said, remember us. Please pass through Uzeba. He said, because why? I don't know. He said, the man that is there, after the passing away of their pastor, he said, he was having a tough time with him. He said, he believed the message in the north. Under which assembly? Under the people of non-revealed. And my eyes saw things. It was when he was even, they said they gave him the office as an acting deacon. Acting deacon for years. And that's why since their pastor, the church didn't even vote for him. It is the pastor that I'm picking as the acting deacon. So he had the acting deacon, and all of them are politicians. But the word of God was sad on them. May God help us. Things that they don't know anything of church order. You can see God. When I was just meditating on what I was to preach, the whole thing changed. We have to go into the beginning. I told them, the title of the sermon is, we want to rebuild the altar that the prophets of Baal scattered. So that, I say, Elijah today has repaired the altar that the modern day prophets of Baal scattered. Then we just, I just read Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 to 5, 6. Then from there, we just started from church order that Wednesday. And God helped me. Before you know what is happening, things change. And that's how God, I told the brother, I said, look, from this on now, please build on this. Because so that your labor, the little I was able to put in by the grace of God, will not be in vain. People, look, church, you should always be appreciating God for giving you this godly pastor and this God-giving minister. What the one that is in the audience? You should always appreciate God. Listen to me. People are suffering. spiritually speaking, oh goodness me, we have a message which is the only thing that will prepare you and me for the ongoing. There should be no argument at all. God help us, church. I'm sorry for taking your time. Let's bow our heads. Oh my. If you are the type that you think, God bless you. If you are the type that you think that you know more than the preachers, remember, the preacher is not speaking his own word. If it is Malachi 4, remember it is laid on your lap, it is laid on my lap. So you must be careful of the thought that is in your heart. That's why before you come to church, what the Bible said, pray up and pray through. And when you are coming, when you are stepping out from that door, inside, what the Bible said, you must come in reverently and be in expectation. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. People are suffering, spiritually speaking. What you have here, people don't have it in some places. May God help us in this assembly. Let's commit ourselves to God. The preacher may not know what is the thought of your heart. Only God knows. Only God knows. It's your seeing eye, God. What do you come to church to find? Fault? Let me drop you this before I hand over to the associate pastor. There is no incurable disease before our Lord Jesus Christ. It's already a settled case on the cross of Calvary. Remember that redemption is in two parts. Salvation for the soul, healing for the body. I don't know what you are passing through. You are already healed. Remember, the woman said, put your name in that scripture by his stripes, and your lady, my brother, was already healed. Can you do it tonight, brother? Can you do it tonight, sister? Get rid of unbelief. Get rid of doubt. Get rid of fear. Get rid of reasoning. Well, I must say, resist your symptom and refuse your feelings. Realize it's already done, it's already finished. Your salvation is already purchased, already finished. So also, your sickness is already finished. God help us.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have heard. Thank you, Lord, for the testimonies your servant gave about the trip. Lord, how you stood for him when the enemy came in like a flood. We are grateful unto you for raising up a standard against the enemy. Lord Jesus, all that has your grace has helped him to accomplish, may you water it to Father. May that blessings, Lord, may they be sustained by your power, dear God. Lord, we will thank you, O God, for your word that was read tonight and the part of the message we are able to listen to from Lord, this sermon of time-tested memorials of God. Master Jesus, we don't want to have a terrible memorial. As your prophet said, pray for himself and pray for all of us that we never have such memorials such as the ones that we listen to. May that never be our portion, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the word of faith, Lord, that has gone forth to encourage us, O God, and to lift up our faith, Lord, to be able to stand, O God, to resist the enemy. Your prophet will always say that there is no one that has Lord, symptoms as bad as that of Job. He was the one that has the worst of it. Yet, in those conditions, in those circumstances, he was able to say that one more time, will I look to your holy temple. Lord Jesus, may that same grace come upon every one of us. Whichever condition or situation that we are in, O God, may the faith of your word take possession of our heart. We know that, Lord, the enemy is always there. Lord, to put different kinds of scarecrows, different kinds of negative thought, fears, and the rest of it, all these weapons, despite all this, O God, your word is still the absolute. Your word, O God, still have power over the enemy. Your prophecy is to defeat the devil anywhere, anytime, under any circumstances. May your word fill our hearts. May it drive away fear. May it drive away doubt. May it drive away unbelief. May it fill our heart, Lord, with faith. Lord, I might be able to stand, O God, and declare what your word has said concerning our situation. Let it be, dear Father. God of mercy, as we pray tonight, inspire us to pray, dear God. Lord, may we pray as we come as saints, Lord. Lord, may we go from here refreshed, Lord, with your faith and with anointing, with, O God, joy in our heart, I say. It's a settled case, Lord, because your word, O God, has given us the final verdict. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless your servant you have used. Be with us as we continue in this service. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember, the same God that spoke to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Is that right? That same scripture stands for you and me today. Jehovah God told Joshua, be courageous. Moses, my servant, is there. Rise up and take these people across Jordan land to the promised land. I've already made a promise for them. Heaven and earth will pass away. His word will never have passed away unfulfilled. God is greater than your problem. God is greater than your sickness. God is greater than whatever affliction. Anything. When you come on the scene, situation is under control. Is that what we are having today? That scripture stands for, as it stood for Joshua then, it still stands today. Because we are serving the same God of Joshua. God bless you, church. I want us to please, before I hand over to the pastor, let's sing that song again. Be of good courage. Please, let us concentrate and meditate upon the word. Are you there? Yes, sir. Let's concentrate on the word. Let's meditate on the word. Not just sing for singing's sake, but let's sing it in the spirit. And let the Holy Ghost minister unto you and me tonight.
Be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua.
What mountain that will be level? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Oh, amen. Oh,
God is Lord of all impossibilities. And all things are supposed to get that belief. Do you believe?
Dear Lord, we appreciate your grace and your mercy that gathered with us tonight and showered your blessings upon us. We thank you for every aspect of the service, from the worship service, Lord, to the time of the reading of the scriptures and the testimony or report of your servant concerning the missionary trip. We thank you for all you did in answer to the prayers of your people. We thank you, O God, for your word that went forth. Lord, time-tested memorials of God. We thank you very much for the portion, Lord, that was fed to us tonight. Lord, we believe, O God, that your Spirit will continue to water those things in our hearts that might bring forth the expected fruits. Thank you for the hour of prayer. Lord, it was refreshing. Lord, that mortals can speak to the immortal God. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to lay our bodies down as your word has commanded and to leave them there. Righteous Father, may your faith fill our hearts. Lord, we have heard much tonight. May the evil way not pick any of them from our hearts. As we meditate on these things, O God, Lord, may our faith go stronger and stronger. Lord, may there come forth abundance of testimonies, Lord, from each and every one of us, Lord, concerning all you have done for us tonight, to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, Eternal Father. Master, we ask you, bless and replenish your servant that you have used, Lord, to lead us in this service. Lord, we pray you strengthen him and lead the on of his ministry. Each time he has the opportunity, Lord, may you take him higher and higher, Lord. Savior, who leave the auditorium in just a few minutes, you brought us tonight safely, may you take us back home safely. We commit the nation into your hand. We just pray that you'll be gracious unto us and help us, Father. Lord, the abundance you have buried under our feet, Lord, that is more than enough to make the nation comfortable. Lord, it has been the way it is because of the type of leaders we have been having. For our lives are in your hand. Lord, we thank you that you have sustained us thus far. I will know you continue to sustain us. Under any circumstances, may you be our sufficiency. May we not look at the situation. May we look at your promises, Father. You just pray that every further evil plans of the enemy concerning the country, may you avert it for our sake. Lord, since you have made it possible for us to hold this year's convention by your grace, we are in expectation of the abundance of your blessings. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you will, Lord, choose, Lord, the vessel you have ordained before the world began, Lord, to be of blessing to us in each of the services. May you specially prepare them. May you specially anoint them. We will ask for good weather throughout the period. We will ask, O God of heaven and earth, every problem we ever say that we encountered in the camp there last year, may they not repeat this year, Father. Lord, give us greater benefit, greater victory. Lord, greater atmosphere. May we enjoy every bit of the camp, O Father. May you grant joy and mercy to all that will come from far and near. Those who are still deciding, O God, may you help them to make the right decision. Thank you, gracious Father. We bless and we magnify your name. Thank you for our sister in Bida that has delivered safely. We are grateful unto you. May you watch over the mother and the baby. Thank you, King of Glory. We are grateful and we are thankful and we worship you. We want to ask that you perfect the earth of your servant once again, our pastor, and strengthen him, Lord. Quicken him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And Lord, in a short time, restore him back to his post of duty. Let him be, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church tonight. And your wife around? All right, we welcome the newest couple in our midst back to the garden. Yeah. God bless you. Our next meeting will be on Friday. This week is the last week. We have the last week, last Friday this week. for the breaking of bread. So we trust the Lord to bring us on Friday by 5 p.m. God bless you. Shall we rise? Let's sing this hymn for dismissal. Hymn number 61. I shall not be moved. Hymn number 61. My Savior, I shall not be moved. For in His love and favor, I shall be moved just like a tree that is planted by the waters. I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the tree, transplanted by the water.